Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:31, and a year ago, the team behind the Thrive plant-based cafe were ready to take on the Norfolk Street building previously occupied by CB2. A month later, they were all in lockdown and the project was effectively put on hold. James Green is on the line from the cafe. Morning to you, James.
Good morning, Julian. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. A lot of effort had already been put in, I think. You have been open for a while, I know that, because I've seen you. But not necessarily in the way that you intended.
No, it's been a tough year from the outset, really. Obviously, we signed for the cafe on the 13th of February last year, and then, like you mentioned, the 23rd of March, we were all put into a lockdown, which really scuppered our initial plans. And since then, it's been a sporadic kind of in and out of restrictions, as you well know, and not the easiest year to start a business, certainly.
No, James. So tell us a little bit about the concept of Thrive. It's plant-based, but also the idea is to use the building as a community space.
Sure. Yeah, we wanted it always to be more than a cafe and a bistro. We have two function spaces in the premises, which we wanted to use to give people within the community access to these spaces for holistic practices like yoga classes, sort of meditation classes, treatments. We also offer the space for support groups, and the downstairs area, as people who know the building well, is used for music. We have a music license, which, again, we haven't been able to use up to this point due to the restrictions imposed.
Yeah, it's quite enclosed. It's a lovely area for music. I remember from CB2 days, but it's somewhat enclosed. So in these days of demanding ventilation, I guess not particularly useful for that.
No, we just haven't been able to use it, unfortunately, due to kind of social distancing guidelines. But it's a great space.
Yeah, and the area around where you are, in the area with what radio stations in it, and also the area I happen to live in, and it needs more community space because the places which were around are no longer there.
Sure, yeah, we've done some work as well. We had someone kindly offer to refurbish one of the function spaces for us as a support for what we were aiming to do. And it's been well received, the people that have been able to use that space. We currently do host a support group there, which we're allowed to do within the current guidelines. And they're so grateful for being able to meet somewhere with like-minded people. And that's what we always wanted to do.
Yeah. So tell us about the fundraiser that you've launched. You're looking to raise £50,000 and you're about a quarter of a way towards that. Just tell us about that. Who's been donating and how have you put that message out there?
Sure, yeah. So we had to start a crowdfunding campaign. Yeah. Without it, in all honesty, we would have to discontinue our venture. So we've had to start this crowdfunding campaign. There's been an enormous response from people that have come to the cafe, people who want to see this kind of venture do well.
Yeah.
And we've had so many lovely donations. We've had so many lovely messages as well saying, you know, like you mentioned before, we need this space within Cambridge. Yeah. We need you to survive. And just due to the current situation, we've had to do this. So as you mentioned, we're some way to the target. It ends towards the end of March. We've also had a donor offer to give us a large amount of money, which will help us towards that target as well. But we've had to compensate for the large amount of revenue that we've lost.
Have you been able to access any funds from some of the government schemes which have been announced, both ones supporting the arts and those supporting businesses?
Sure. So we've been in a difficult situation, really, that we don't pay the business rates for our premise. So to start with, and certainly during the first lockdown and throughout the summer up until November last year, we weren't able to access any grants. We applied to numerous bodies that support hospitality and leisure facilities as well, because we fall within that bracket with the function spaces that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't receive anything, unfortunately, up until November last year, which is why we struggled so much.
Is that sort of because you're a very new business and they look at it and go, oh, you know, you've just fallen through the cracks here. If you'd been opened like 6 months, 9 months longer, you would be entitled to this funding. But is that what's happened?
Yeah, that was one of the intricacies involved. There are a couple of other caveats, and unfortunately, yeah, we just weren't eligible for any grants. And we tried to get funding. We wrote to people to try and get funding as well, but we were just, I don't know if rejected is too strong a word, but we weren't deemed appropriate for those bodies.
Mm. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who would want to see Thrive be successful, to both in terms of the plant-based menu and, of course, the community space which comes along with it. How do people get involved with the fundraiser if they want to donate?
So we have a crowdfunding link on our social media pages. They can obviously look on our website as well about what we're doing. And we're so, so grateful for everyone that supported us thus far. Every donation is noticed and appreciated, and any support that we get, we love, and we want people to kind of invest in this to make it into the space that we want.
Well, James, best of luck. Really hope that you've got to the end of the month, I think you said, for people to make a donation. If they go to the Thrive website, follow the links there, and they can make their donation to see that little part at the top of Norfolk Street go into the cafe. And hopefully, within a few months, things will be better for you, and also, you know, better really for Cambridgeshire and the country as a whole. And we'll see lots of cafes getting opened once again.
Yeah, we really hope so. Obviously, we've got light at the end of the tunnel now, and some dates set by the announcements of outside dining and when we can welcome people back into the building as well. So we've really got to try and tread water until then. And
very much hope that you make it. That's James Green from the Thrive Cafe on Norfolk Street. And as we said there, if you want to contribute towards that crowdfunding exercise, then just go to the Thrive website and follow the links to the crowdfunding page.